radio detector truck, part of the trap. We can't let him intercept any of our messages. Could jeopardize our whole operation.
Papa Bear calling Goldilocks.
A message is coming through.
Come in, please. We have an...
What? You can't send any messages. Take my word for it.
It went dead.
Where did it come from?
I didn't get enough. I could not tell.
Will somebody please tell me what's going on?
The grads have got a radio detector truck parked outside the camp.
You are listening to the WGXC Acre 90.7 on your FM dial. And WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
This is Mitch McConnell when I'm up in the Catskills to go hunt bear and visit my friends in the Greene County Legislature. I always tune into WGXC. I love that weird show, the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, but it's not on very often. What a bunch of crazy Yankees up there. Where's that station again? Oh, now, remember, it's at 90.7 FM on the dial in my Lexus. I wish we had something like that in Kentucky. Don't forget to vote, y'all.
Hey, all you fine folks out in Radio Land.
This is Jenny.
And this is Amanda.
From Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda.
A twice-monthly show where you listen to us get excited about movies.
Our love of movies is how we connect with each other and with listeners like you and with our larger community.
But none of that could happen without WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill. They glue us all together.
We want you to head to WGXC.org/donate to pledge some cash now.
And every month.
To keep us.
And the rest of the freaky, fun, fascinating programmers who call WGXC home on the air.
Our community without WGXC is like a TV without tubes.
Like Murtaugh without Riggs.
Like Thelma without Louise.
Like Wayne without Garth.
Like Hocus without Pocus.
Like Frodo without Sam.
Like a fall without that one picture of Sigourney Weaver lounging on pumpkins.
Don't forget to tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. here on WGXC.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jeff Economy of Kingston, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Mahoney reports at Politico that several candidates have filed to be on the ballot in June for the Democrats' primary election for governor. Incumbent Kathy Hochul, New York City public advocate Jemani Williams, and Long Island Representative Tom Soese filed more than enough signatures. Paul Nichols said earlier this week that he planned to file enough but did not have the evidence April 7th. And Vladimir Joseph and Agham Mohamed Salah submitted petitions but nowhere near the number of required signatures to get on the ballot. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo did not submit a petition. Republican Representative Lee Zeldin got his ballot spot with the party's endorsement at his party convention in March. Business person Harry Wilson and former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino both delivered more signatures than required. Former New York City first son Andrew Giuliani filed to run, though did not share signatures with the media on deadline day. Forest Hills resident Derek Gibson also submitted petitions. Election officials now need to verify those signatures. And you can read more about this story at Politico. Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper about the push and pull of solar energy options locally at a Kinderhook town meeting. Some folks want more solar energy panels in many places to save the planet from the current climate change, and others don't want to lose their viewshed or more farmland. At the April 4th Kinderhook board meeting, there was talk both of the community solar program the board agreed to join in February, and from one resident about how the town's proposed solar law would gobble up too much farmland. A representative from Neighborhood Sun, one of the two companies approved by the county for a community solar program, spoke at the meeting explaining how community solar allows residential and commercial electrical customers to subscribe to an off-site solar project. To sign up for the program, there is a link on the WGXC Newsroom webpage. Kinderhook resident Karen Watt also spoke at the meeting. She said, and I quote, "When solar companies choose prime farmland and non-viable or retired agricultural locations, this creates concern," end quote, asking the board to, and I quote, "carefully evaluate the location of these commercial facilities," end quote. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News reports that Bard College has been studying Kingston's air quality, and it could be better. Bard Assistant Professor of Environmental and Urban Studies and Director of the Center for Environment, Science, and Humanities said Bard's air monitor was installed on the roof of the Andy Murphy Neighborhood Center on Broadway just before the COVID-19 pandemic began. He said, and I quote, "There were observed reductions in air pollution during some parts of the COVID shutdown, but the reality is the cars are still going, and in a place like Kingston, we still needed to heat our homes with oil and gas heat, and we also have in Kingston a growing and concerning number of wood-burning establishments, both restaurants and in people's homes," end quote. In 2021, the American Lung Association gave Dutchess County's air quality a grade of D for high ozone days. High ozone days occur when pollution and weather create dangerously higher levels of ozone that can be harmful. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Saturday, the April showers continue. Showers are likely before 1 p.m., then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. It will be a mostly cloudy Saturday with a temperature high near 52 degrees. A chance of more showers are expected on Saturday night before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 35. And on Sunday, isolated showers after 2 p.m., it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 48 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 34 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Gene Douglas of High Falls, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener supported radio.
Number
10. We are back, and I'm joined now by Ron DeSantis, governor of the great state of... Wait, which is the one that's shaped like a big dick?
Florida.
Oh, right, Florida. Sir, you recently signed into law the controversial Parental Rights in Education Bill, which some have called the Don't Say Gay Bill, and others have called the Girl Fuck That Bill.
I think it's probably the most comprehensive piece of legislation I've seen.
Critics say that this bigoted legislation will rob kids of a safe space to have a healthy discussion about their identities. I mean, how would you feel if we signed a bill prohibiting everyone from talking about slimy, self-interested douchebag politicians with no sex appeal who buy all their suits off the clearance rack at Burlington Coat Factory?
We at the state can stop that. I look and see how this media operates, this corporate media. What about all the people they've smeared over the years who are not governors?
Someone's being an That's no way to be. Honey D, here's the tea. Gosh, I'd hate to upset your Republican peers. So let me say this soft so no one hears. I've always been.
Here's an interesting fact.
Gay. Oops, I said it. I'm gay. You can bet it's a badge that I wear with a fabulous flair. Cause I'm gay, 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 gay. Sorry. Honey, I'm queer as a drag queen's brazier. And although you might think that I'm flawed, hey, I'm gay as a Broadway premiere. All your thinly veiled hate is a dangerous trend. It's such a fun cliche, but you'd rather talk straight and add a hate to offend. So I'll try not to say that I'm as gay. I'm as gay as the cast of Euphoria or a Sephora display.
You go to the jail.
Girl, I'm as fruity as Gaga in Gucci and gorgeously.
Ooh, I almost said it again. God, I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me.
Hey, Ron DeSantis. Hey, gay, gay. Hey, Ron DeSantis. Hey, girl. Why can't you say it too?
You're on the sad to say it too. There's nothing naughty or risque.
There's nothing wrong with
LGBTQ.
I'm not backing down.
That's why I say I'm incredibly gay. No, you'd rather I said it, much less I can't help but express it all day.
Stop that.
And should you say I'm gay and you're gay, I'd say we need more gay. Let's bask in the splendors of all shades and genders. So say it out loud, fam, and let's say it proud, fam.
Stop that.
I am so damn.
So damn.
I thought that went really well.
It was disgraceful.
Okay.
Stop that.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine.
Here is 2022 new music from Finesse. This song is called Sound Earth on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
number.
Eight.
Lock all the windows and march up the stairs. And you're looking to me, but I'm so unprepared for it. Nothing's the same, and I swear that I'm haunted. It's not fair to you, and it's not what I wanted, but we cannot get better.
That was the 2022 single Back to the Radio from Porridge Radio on the radio at WGXC.
Number
7777777.
Let's explode.
New music from Columbia County-based artist Slink Moss. That's the Slink Moss Explosion with Let's Explode from the Floating Ghost Hotel album that was released on April 1st, 2022 on the radio at WGXC 90.7.
Number
6.
That was 2022 new music from Matthew Shipp on piano and Chad Fowler on saxophone. The song was called Chapter 4 on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
5.
Next, we hear a 2022 release of Radio Art from Claire Rouse doing Hating It, her interpretation of the score of Salome Vogelin's track on the Paint Your Lips While Singing Your Favorite Pop Song 2022 album. Here is 2022 music from Lucretia Dalt. This is an album that is a soundtrack. It's called The Seed, to a movie by Lucretia Dalt. This track, Leonid's Temple, features a tape loop by Aaron Dillaway.
Number
Wiem o domach. Wiem, że się rodzą i żyją, śmieją się albo się uśmiechają.
New music from Matmos there. The song is called Cobra Wages Shuffle on the radio at WGXC 90.7.
Number
two.
Jamle,
Sarama is the name of the 2022 track there from Umari Sangari on the radio at WGXC.
Number
one.
That was the title track from Hildegard Westerkamp's 2022 album, Breaking News, on the radio at WGXC. Next, we have new music from Floating Points. This is the 2022 track, Vocoder, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. Coder from Floating Points on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Next, we hear from three legendary jazz performers, Peter Brotzman on reeds, Milford Grave on drums, and William Parker on bass. This is Sides C from their 2022 album, Historic Music, Past Tense Future.